Well, the rush and the run, what's the havmin over here? The rush says the havmin is not bechal ish v'ishtoi or ish v'beisoi. The run learns that the havmin is that he has no bias and there's a need for a bias. The question is, lemaisa, is the din adlok adafkan a bias? Or it's even besada, I'm out in a field, I have no bias. Do I need to light or can I light? What's the din? And if you tell me there's dafkan a bias, does that mean it has to be my bias or even my friend's bias? And if it has to be my bias, then what defines something as my bias? If I'm there just for a Hanukkah party, is that enough that it's my bias for right now? Or maybe I have to sleep overnight, or maybe I have to stay for 2-3 days, or maybe I have to stay for 8 days in order to be considered my bias. These are the questions over here in the sugya, and these are the questions which come down to Allah al-Maisa. What do I do if I'm going away for a day or 2 or 3 during Hanukkah? So we started to bring the rayas that the Achronim deal with from Rashi. And there's the Tosfos also that they discuss. We mentioned yesterday the Rav Moshe, the Marasham, the Mekrei Kodesh, and Simin Ches also discusses this. These Mar Mekaymos, and seems that they want to be mdaik that you should need a bias. You should need a bias. Even Rav Moshe had studied not a bias, but the other Achrayim seem to be more a bias. The emphasis, if we take a look at the Levush. I don't remember if we put the Levush down, but if we take a look at the Levush, Levush's Lashon is, in Tafrei Shayin Science of Beis, Halon Bebeis Goy, Afila Ein Loi Shom Chedem Yuchid, Oy Halon Bayar, or someone that sleeps in the forest, Oy Ahoylech Besfino, Tzorch La'alik Shom Alevorech. It's a mashma that even if you don't have a house, even if there's no Tzura of a bias, according to the Levush, Halon Bayar, he's out in the forest. That's his mashma from the Levush. Let's move down to the Tor. So the Tor over here says, "Ach sinoi chayv lahadlik b'fnei atzma, ve'ene yoytze b'shal bal bayis." Ach sinoi, he has to light by himself, and he's not yoytze with the hadlok of the bal bayis. Umiu b'pruta sheet in lavi yishtefi ma'isagi, and then he brings down the Rosh. The Russian tshuva is ben ha'oichel etzel aviv, ha'oichel etzel chaveroi, a son who eats by his father or by his friend. V'yesh lo bayis miyuchid l'shina. He has a bias which is miyuchid for sleeping. Tzach lahalik shekim sheyesh lo bayis miyuchid l'shina. V'ha'oilam royin esay nichnas v'yoytze boy ikich shada. So he has the light. Why does he have the light? Says the Torah. Seems like because there's a chshat. He has a room which is miyuchah for shina. Now as he eats, it sounds like over here he's eating by one place. He eats in one place, sleeping in another place. The reason why we tell him to light where he sleeps, says the Torah, because there's a chshat. There's a chshat. And in the tshuvah She'eris Yosef, which was the Brilno of the Ramah, I quoted also on the list, the tshuva she'eris Yosef, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham Taz, everyone brings down this tshuva. He says, la halacha api, this way it takes on api the Rosh, that in case where you eat in one place, you sleep in another place, you'll have to light by the Mokim Shina because of this Svaruch Shah. And the Taz brings it down also, b'shem the Marashal, in tshuvas, in Memhei, if you have a chasin, who eats by his shver, he eats his meals by his shver. So he says, "Im yesh yecholes b'yadei afilu yashem bebeis chamav." Even if he sleeps over there, but he shouldn't be lo yishtatef al yadlik laatzma mishum ha'mahadrin. But if he's v'im yashem bebeis achar pshita shemuchuyv lahalik b'makom sheyashem, says the Marashal. However, if he sleeps in the house of the Shver, he lives there, eats there, and sleeps there. So then already he could either be Mishtatif or Mahajan light on his own. But if he sleeps in a second place, so then he's Mechuyiv to lie in the second place. perhaps also Mishum Chashad. And as we don't have a raya yet that is Mechuyv to Mitzadin, could be because of Chashad. But we do find there a set of shitas that are saying that when your Mokim Echad is Achila, another place is Shina, you light by the Mokim we sleep. We have the Rashba. The Rashba and Shuvah, Chelik Alf Sim Tovkof Membeis, where over there he says, talking about someone who eats on the Shulchan Baal Bayis, I feel Shoyche Bebayis Befnei Atzmi, he sleeps in a different house, a different room, Ain't it Tzarech Ladlik. Why? Av Mikol Mokim Tzarech L'shtatev, he has to be koinah from the Baal Bayis, a chedek in the Shemen and the Psilis. The Rashba throws in Psilis also, Shemen and the Psilis. Baal Kaponim, the Rashba seems to be saying that from the fact that he says you should be mshtatev or be koina for a chelik in the Shem Psilis, mashma, that he held that you go bust to the Makam Achila. The Makam of the Baal Bayis is the Makam Achila, not like the Rosh. It seems like not like the Rosh. It seems like we have machlekes over here. The Rashba goes on to explain. He says, this is different than Achsenoi. It's not similar to Achsenoi. That's Malik B'Sech Beisai. The Hazim Kvai Likolov Avzet Tzarechu Lahalik. He has to be Mishtatev B'Priti Baal Kaponim. Seems like from the Rashba that we go Basa the Mokim Achila. However, the Darki Moshe, when he brings down the Rashba on the tour, he's going on the tour that's bringing the Das of the Rosh. And on that he writes, Ukvach Hasavti Lamalo, that he already explained earlier in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, that Bezman Hazeh that we light inside, there's no chshash of Oivrim Vishavim, right? There's no chshad. No one's going to assume that the person did not light, because I have no idea what's going on inside his house. Now that we light inside, chshad, there's no svara that one would be choshed that when I don't see Neiris, that he did not light. So nowadays, that there's no chshad, imkein efshe that even the rosh is moida the yamadlik b'mokim she'aycho v'loy b'mokim she'sheche. So the Daki Moshe, the Ramah is learning, and the emphasis is this is the pashtus. The pashtus is that the only reason why those poiskim said to light b'mokim shina was because of chshad. Like the Torah spoke out, that was, and it seems like that from the Sheris Yosef. That the only reason they say it was because of chshad, but now that there's no chshad, there's no machlekes. The Rashba and the Rosh will agree that it's by Mokim Achila. That's what it seems. Apize the Mechaber in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph he paskins Achsenoi she'im alikin alav bebeisoi. Mechaba says that even though he eats by the Shulchan of the Baal Bayis, but since he has a room with a door, his own doorway, where he sleeps, he has light over there. Comes along the Ramah, the Yeshayim, the Zman Hazeh, Shemalikin Bifnim Mamish, Yadlik B'Mokim She'aychol, B'Cheinagu. Again, Ramah says, but Zman Hazeh, that we light inside, you light B'Mokim Achila. And the Mishbru says, what does it mean, the Yeshayim, the Zman Hazeh? It says, Ayin and Achroinim, the Gam Hadeya Rishayna Moida, even the first day, the Machaba will be Moida. That Zman Hazeh, since we light inside, is Nochshad, of Oivrim Vishavim, everyone knows that the Bnei Beisai of Nakami Choshenim, because they know he's lying by where he eats. So even though they see that where he's sleeping, there's no menorah inside his room, but they know he lit where he ate, the Bnei Beisai, they know what's going on. So therefore, the psak would be, Pipashtas, B'Mokam Achila. Okay, now, but what does it mean, Mokam Achila? Right, so that's why it could be the dark image says ve'efsha that the gam, the rosh, will be moida, right? Dark image says ve'efsha. So you have to know why it was ve'efsha. I understand what you're saying. Okay, maybe we'll discuss that a little after. Now, okay, so we got the makam achila. But what does it mean makam achila? What does it mean makam achila? Yeah, makam achila, I eat there, I'm there, I eat there bekvies, or I eat there be'arai, in Hilchah Shabbos, Sim Reish Samach Gimel. But there, also talks about halakas neiris, makam achila, makam shina. Over there, it seems to be clear that it makes no difference if it's achilas keva or achilas arai. Is that true over here? Right, I'm going away again, I'm going to Bnei Brak for a Hanukkah party, and I'm leaving before the Zman, before even the Plag HaMincha. I want to be there on time, and I want to light over there, because otherwise I have problems with eating before I light, getting a shema. So I want a light beforehand. I want a light over there. Is that enough to achila that I'm gonna have a festive meal? You're gonna wash a full meal. Is that enough or not? So the emes in the Bach over here in Tafrei Shain Zayin Sifkat in Gimel, the Bach seems to be going with the Shita Drama that Mokam Achila is Iker in a place where there's no reason for chshad. And he continues, and he adds on, and he says, Miu, dafke kishaycha bekvius b'mokem echad. Dafke if you're eating bekvius in one place. Avamisha soyid b'suuda eitzel chaveroi. Someone's having a suuda by his friend. Baha vadi kishadim in b'nei beisai. Kishayidik b'beisai b'mokem shirogol adlik. If he's just eating a suuda by his friend's house, so then we're back to the problem of chshad. L'chein tzarch leilich t'chila l'beisai. He has to go back home to lie and then go back to Suda. But again, you see over here that even the Bach who's saying that he has to go back home to lie is only because of Chshad of Bnei Beisai. Because we're worried that the Bnei Beisai is going to be home and say one second. He's not lighting. Where is he? He didn't light. And it's because of chshad that, but otherwise the Bach would hold. Let's say someone who has no bias, be'etzem. So let's say someone who has no bias, or a situation where you're very far from your house and you can't go back home. The Bach would agree that just light where you are. The Bach would hold that having a suda alone is enough. That's what it seems in the Bach, that a suda alone is enough. So therefore, again, in, I'll give you another example, a practical example. According to the Bach, the chshad is that the Bnei Beisai give me choshesh that I'm not lighting. So what happens if I go to the Hanukkah party with my whole family? We all went. No one's home anymore. We all went to our Hanukkah party and we're having a suud over there. So there's no chshad. According to the Bach, I should be able to light over. However, it's a das yachid, and many other paiskim, the Lekida Yoshib, which was the Talmud Shumas Deshin, brings from the Shumas Deshin, says Misha Roitzel Lechol Sudase Bebeis Acha Yadlik Bebeise Veloy Bemakim Sudakim Shachol Shom Ba'akroy. Since you're only eating there temporarily, you just happen to be eating there. The Magen Avraham also in Sifkat and Zayin. On that which the Ramah says that the Iker Mokim Zachila, the Mokim Avram writes, Hainu Bikvis, Avamisha Eichel Bebeis Chaver Ba'akroi, Tzorch Lahalik Bebeisai, quoting the Sheiris Yosef. And the Taz also, over here in Sifkat and Beis, Ba'arichos, also seems to say the same idea, much more Ba'arichos than the other Baiskim, spelling it out, and the Taz goes so far as saying, if you light over there, it's like lighting in the middle of the street, which is not lighting. And so the Pri Chodesh holds. The Pri Chodesh also brings the Sheiris Yosef down. The Eli Rabbah, Chayodom, Shulchan Shleima, the Kadmon Shulchan Shleima. and the Shmur and the Aruch HaShulchan seem to all pass on like that, that Achilas Arai, just the Chanukah party alone, is not enough. So what do I need to do in order to now have a kviyas over there? Right, so let's go a step further. I'm going to Bnei Brak for my Chanukah Mesiba, and I'm going to sleep overnight, but in the morning I'm coming back to Yerushalayim. I'll sleep overnight, but I'm coming back to Yerushalayim the next day. What's the din then? L'chayra, it should be pashit that you can light over there. If I'm sleeping there, I have a din like Achsenoi, and the Mechava Paskin that b'mishtatev. The Taz also is mashma. Taz says, I feel it for mashka safti b'samach d'achsenoi rashi l'hadle gam b'mokim shusham. He's going to be laying there. He'll be sleeping there. The person is just going for the mesiba. He'll be there for an hour, two or three, and go back home. But if the shchivasi will be over there, then and the prima gom speaks out, and the isha avam, he speaks out that it means even one night. If you'll be there for one night, you're eating there, you're sleeping there, that's enough to light over there. But we have the Prichadash. Prichadash is a very interesting Prichadash. And some places can take this Prichadash to a far extreme. The Prichadash, I don't know if the Adam got up to it on the sheet, but the Prichadash, you take a look at it, he says, Nish'alti al-ben she'esh le'bayis mi'uchedis. Someone has a son who has his own house. So we're talking about over here, the Ben went with his whole family, they went to the Shver for Chanukah, Kol Chesi Mei Chanukah. Right, so this is the story that took place. It was a Shaila. He didn't make up his Shailas. This was the Shaila that came to him. The Shaila that came to him was a father with his children and his wife, they're all going for Chanukah to the father-in-law's house for all 8 days. You hope he makes it out of there. But is there Heichen Yadlik? Where's she light? Okay. So he says, Ve'ishavti. What did Brichadash answer? Shedava barahu. Shekivan shesoyed. V'yoshin etzel aviv. Oh, he's going to his father. Since he's going to be soyed, he's going to be eating and sleeping by the father, kol chesime Chanukah, all 8 days of Chanukah, even though during the day he may run home to his own house, he lives in the city. He lives somewhere on the other side of the city. He might run home to eat achilas arei, a snack. She'ene malik ala bebayi she'echo v'shyoshin sham b'layla, t'chim she'en shum adam bebayi slimi yadlik. So Prichadash says that even though during the day he'll be stopping off in his own house for a snack, but since he's by his father to eat and sleep all 8 days, therefore that's the place you should light. The Koshkin ha'inna sha'ekel l'bnei abayis. Koshkin nowadays that the whole hecker is for the b'nei abayis. Shekim she'ishenu b'nei abayis sham yadliku. So now the question is, from the Prichadash it's mashma, that the only reason why he allowed the person to light by the father's house is because they're going there for 8 days. Those are the words of Prichadash. That because he's being soyed v'yoshen etzel aviv chesi mechanika, therefore he can light over there. But let's say I'm going for 7 days. Let's say I'm going for 6 days, or in our case, for 1 day, it would seem, would be mashma, that he has to go back home to light at home. That would be mashma. And that's the way some paiskim learn this Prichadash kipshuta. Mitzat sheni, could be there's no raya. There's no raya to what the din will be on less than 8 days. The shaila over there was 8 days. That was the shaila. The shaila that was asked to the Prichadash, Nish'alti. Right? Prichadash wrote a sefer on Shulchan Aruch. In the Mizpirish, he brings down Nishalti, this was a shayla that was asked to me, and this is what I answered. So talking to this person who asked him about 8 days, he answered him about 8 days. But do we know what he would hold if it was less than 8 days? We don't know. So the Chari can't bring a raya to Allah Psuka from this. And also the Hezbadeh says, the Prichaj says, what's the Hezbadeh? The Prichaj throws in an interesting line. He says, even though he's going back home to Irachil Zarai, but why is she light? The Chim Shein Shem Adam Mebeisei Lemi Yadlik. Who's he lighting for? Who's he lighting for? So that sounds like, first of all, what does he mean by that? If that's where I got a light, that's where I got a light. But it sounds like he's saying something. He's saying that there's no one to light for. So why should it make a difference if it's 8 or less? The miyadlik, who's he in light for? The Chai Adam, when the Chai Adam brings the Prichadash, the Chai Adam brings it as follows. It says, Ha'oilich lebeis ovi v'chomiv, v'chayetz be'lodur sham ko yimei Chanukah, yadlik b'mokam sh'oich sham yimei Chanukah. Av sh'b'yoyim ha'oilich b'akroi, he says, the chiv in the Kabbalah call you mechanike etzel aviv, shamu beisoy. The chiv in the Kabbalah call you mechanike etzel aviv, shamu beisoy. So you can explain the two ways. Shamu beisoy. You can understand in one or two ways, but the Chayadim's quoting it, and the Shmuel also quotes it, like with the lashon of the Prichadish, 8 days. Sounds like they might have taken a dafka. However, there could be another chilik over here. The Prichadish is talking about a case where you're going home to eat achil sarai during the day means you're in the same city. When I'm in the same city, so even though we all went to the father's house for Hanukkah, but I'm still at home. I'm back and forth. During the day, I go home. At night, I go for supper and sleep over by my father's house. But we're still shaykh to the house. So perhaps, in that case, you're talking 8 days. But if we're traveling out of the city, we're going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, to be in Bnei Brak, so then once I leave Yerushalayim, I'm no longer here. No longer here. I'm away. If I'm going up to Sfas, I'm far from my house. There's no going home for snacks. So then, Brichadish would definitely agree that you don't need 8 days to create a bias, a kviyas somewhere else. So the Yisoid, what we're trying to say over here is that it seems you need a bias. But what creates a bias, which seems like achila or shina, but does it mean as I have to own the house? No, I don't need to own the house. Do I need to be a rent? Does it have to be that I'm renting the house or I own the house like by Hilchos Mezuzah? No, I don't need that. I don't need that. But what I do need is some kind of kvitz. So when I'm in the same city as my own house, which is the case that the Prichadish is talking about, so then I can hear, then we can hear, that it means I'm going away for all 8 days. That's when it's considered like my house is over there. But when I leave the city, I'm going to another city, then could be it's even less. And it's mashma like this in some of the paiskim. The Bi'ar Locha perhaps is mashma like this. Bi'ar Locha is mashma like this. And I think it's a pasha svara also like this. Therefore, someone who's going away, again, someone who's just going away for the Hanukkah party, he cannot light where he is. He has to either wait to light back at home before he leaves, or have a shlich light for him, or light when he gets back, but he needs a shaman in order to eat at his party. If he's going out of the city to eat and sleep, that's already a kviyas. For sure, if he's going for 2 or 3 days, that's a kviyas. Shabbos, we find in Hilchos Maisris, Shabbos is koiveya for Maiser. In Hilchos Maisris, in order for it to become chayv and Maisris, and there should be asa to eat achilas arai, there has to be a kviyas. And one of the ways of making a kviyas is if the tefillah was picked and passed Shabbos. Shabbos is kaveya. Shabbos has a chshivas. Shabbos makes a kviyas. So if you're going away for Shabbos, Shabbos alone, you're going to Tzfas for Shabbos, you're coming on Friday, leaving Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos is a kviyas. You're there for Shabbos. So Friday, you definitely can light over there. The question is Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, where do I light Matzah Shabbos? So in my opinion, I'm saying my opinion because I know that there are others that disagree, but once I have a kviyas, wherever I am, once I'm kavua, until I actually leave, that's where I am. So when it comes to Matzah Shabbos, I didn't leave yet. So if I was able to light here Friday night, because this is where I am for Shabbos, I'm eating and sleeping over here, so this is my kviyas. So then the shaila is, Matzah Shabbos, I'm still here, I didn't leave yet. It would be better if you stick around, eat some cake, eat some lav malka to make it more of a kviyas. But be such, just being there alone already is a kviyas. That's what seems to come out from the sugya. Okay, Mietzshem, tomorrow we'll try to move on to the next piece of Gemara about Shmanim. Mietzshem, have a wonderful night.